Shabbat Parshat Behar B'chukotai. We're finishing Sefer Vayikra this week. Chazak, chazak, v'ni chazek. Should all be zoche to finish many books of the Torah. Candlelighting tonight, 8:14 p.m. Today's the 41st day of the Omer. So we have a very interesting question from the Parsha this week. Anybody who's a farmer in Eretz Yisrael, during the year of seventh year of the cycle, is called Shemitah. And during the year of Shemitah, they have to let their land lay fallow, and they can't work the land, they can't grow anything, they can't plant, they can't harvest, they can't enjoy the benefits that's coming from the ground. And the Torah says, obviously, they're going to have a very important question for God. You're giving us this mitzvah, and we have a shiloh, we have a question. What are we going to eat in the seventh year? That the farmers say that we're not planting, we're not gathering. What are we going to eat? It's a good, simple question, obvious question, practical question. Okay, so Hashem responds, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have a bumper crop. What's a bumper crop? In the sixth year, you're going to have enough for the sixth year, of course. You're going to have enough for the Shemitah. And then you're going to have enough for the year after Shemitah, because you're not going to be planting in the year of Shemitah. So Shemitah is really like a two-year deal. You're not planting, you're not harvesting. So you have a problem. What are you going to do the year after? So Hashem says, I'm going to give you triple. Year six, year seven, and year eight. Psh. Now, let me ask you a question. Everybody asks this question. You're a farmer. You have huge emunah. You don't pick up a rake. You don't pick up a shovel. You don't pick up a bucket. You don't turn on your tractor. Nothing. You don't work the land for an entire year. You have huge emunah. You have huge belief in Hashem that you're doing this. And what if there isn't a bumper crop in the sixth year? You're not going to have emunah. You're not going to leave your shovel in the garage. Of course you will. You believe in Hashem. So you need Hashem to promise you there's going to be a blessing. You have such little faith. No, you have great faith. So what does it mean that Hashem says, I'm going to give you a blessing, that you're going to have this opportunity? So I want to share with you from the Svardasha, Rav Avraham Saba, the commentary of the Tzror Amor, a beautiful pshat that he says. He says like this, he says, the purpose of Shemitah, Yinyan Shemitah v'yovel yisham sodot amukim, deep secrets, something very fundamental that's teaching us in the message of Shemitah, and it goes like this. The world we know only exists because there are rich people and there are poor people. You know what happens in Shemitah? Socialism. What happens in Shemitah? Everybody's equal. You could be the guy with the farm, you could be the person with not a penny in your pocket, you're on the same playing field. You imagine the poor person, his whole life goes like this. He has nothing to eat. He has nothing. He's looking up to Shemayim Hashem. Where's my next meal going to come from? What about the rich guy? He's always good. I have a check. I have money. I got investments. I got food. I got clothes. I got cars. I got everything I need. What happens to him? He forgets about the poor man. He forgets about the nebuch, the guy who needs, who has nothing. He doesn't even realize what that person is going through. Says the Tzror Hamor. What's the purpose of Shemitah? The purpose of Shemitah is to say to the rich man, all of a sudden the rich man has nothing. And he looks up to Shemayim and he says, where is my next meal going to come from? Just like the poor person. So he can appreciate and understand what his brother's going through the rest of his life. Ma'ochel o ma'ashted. That's the question that they're going to ask. What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? You know who's asking that question? That's the wealthy man, the man with the farm. So the purpose of the Shemitah is to ask this question, is to get to the level of being able to ask this question. And he concludes as follows. When the Ashir sees himself in his richness, the day after Shemitah ends, and he's planting again, he's going to say, oh, I remember what it was like. I remember what the last 2 years were like, that I didn't have anything. And he's going to turn around and open up his pockets and help the Ani. Because the whole purpose of Shemitah, the whole purpose of the world that we're in, is Olam Chesed Yibaneh, is to build a world of Chesed. So here's the message. 20 seconds. We are in the business minute after all. Here's the message. The message is a story. The end of the parsha, the end of that discussion, we're told that in the Yovel year, all the fields go back to their owners. Anybody that owned the field, you could have owned the field for 48 years. You think you had a good business going? Everybody here learned a lot about business. You had a good business going, guess what? You got to give it back. You're not the owner. You are a ger. What's a ger? You're just temporary in this world. Ger means you're not here for good. You're not a permanent owner over anything. You're not permanent in this world. You're in this world for a limited amount of time. That's the message. There's a toshav and there's a ger. A ger is a person who's a limited experience in this world, who's temporary, who understands that they're temporary. And there's a person who's a toshav. So we're all at the end of a year. Every person here is finishing a year, or 2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years. Bezrat Hashem. And you can look back and say, wow, I'm a toshav. What did I accomplish? Ah, amazing. So many tests, so many classes, so many papers, so many essays, so many extracurriculars, so much chesed, so many good times, so many good experiences, so many highs. And you look and you say, I'm a toshav, I'm so accomplished. I have permanency. I feel like I'm so strong. Says the Chidush Yarim on Simchas Torah, 1 year, he saw two students dancing with Torahs and he said, I bet you I can predict which student is going to get tired first. And he said, that boy over there, he's going to get tired first. And that's exactly what happened. And the other student kept dancing and dancing and dancing. They all came over to the Chiddush Yerim and they said, how did you know which guy was going to get tired first? So he said, listen. He said, the one who got tired first, he was dancing for all the Torah that he learned last year. So he got tired. Because he was only dancing for the Torah that he learned last year. But the one who kept dancing, he was dancing for all the Torah that he's going to learn next year. And the year after, and the year after. And he kept going and going and going. That's the message of the Parsha. You stop for a moment and realize you're a ger in this world. Your existence is temporary. And if your existence is temporary, it doesn't matter what you accomplish in 1, 2, 3, or 4 years. Because you have so much more to accomplish. That's the message of finishing a year of school. The message of finishing a year of school is, what's the next mountain? What's the next journey? What's the next race? What's the next step in my journey of growth? Bezrat Hashem. We should all celebrate the accomplishments together, but at the same time, put our sights on the next goal that's in front of us. Shabbat Shalom.